Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The world watches and waits for the outcome of the US presidential election. However, with Donald Trump taking an early lead over Kamala Harris, the dollar has moved to its best level since mid-year. US bond yields are well up. Bitcoin has reached a fresh record high. We're unlikely to know the final result for many hours yet, days even, but the dollar has gone to 107 against the euro. That's put pressure on a number of emerging market currencies, including the rand, which has dropped over 2% against the dollar, 17.79 this morning. Still down, but not as bad against the euro, 19.11. and sterling, 22.91. Stock markets also seem to like the prospect of Trump back in the White House. In New York, the Dow closed up 1%, the S&P 500 up 1.2%, the Nasdaq up 1.4%. And those were the strongest gains in 6 weeks in the US. In the Far East this morning, Tokyo up 2.6%, Sydney up 0.9%. One country that would definitely be affected negatively, China, against which Trump is threatening extensive trade tariffs. Hong Kong is down 2.4%. Earlier, while American polls were still open, our own JSE All Share ended up 0.5%, the top 40 up 0.6%. London's FTSE just beneath flat. Bitcoin is the big winner so far, breaching $75,000 per coin, a new record high, though it has dropped back to just over $74,600. There's a strong belief in the Bitcoin community that Trump, if re-elected, would regulate crypto much more lightly than his Democratic rival. No real change for gold at $2,734, platinum $985, Brent crude oil just under $75 a barrel. Meanwhile, in some of the other headlines this morning, News 24 Business reports Home Affairs is planning a premium delivery service for documents. The report says you'd be able to get your ID and or passport delivered direct to your doorstep if you're prepared to pay a price. It's part of a 5-year plan for the department. And returning to the JSE for a moment, construction major Murray & Roberts has lost more than 20% of its market value in a single day. According to Business Day, this follows an announcement that Murray & Roberts is in talks to refinance its debt and sell assets as a result of a cash crunch at its South African business. Murray & Roberts bracing for a huge hit as diamond miner De Beers cuts back on a 2.6 billion rand expansion plan at its Venetia mine up in Limpopo.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.